Chapter 7. When Virginia reached the Canterville ghost, he jumped and looked round her. She didn't seem to be frightened.
"What do you want?"
he asked her.
"I am so sorry for you," she said. "My twin brothers have been horrible to you, but they are going back to school tomorrow, so nobody will annoy you after that. You must be quiet and stop trying to scare us."
The ghost was shocked. He looked at the pretty little girl. "That's ridiculous," he said. "I'm a ghost. I have to rattle my chains and moan through the chimneys and walk the corridors at night. Haunting is what I do."
"Well, you don't have to," said Virginia. "Mrs. Umney told us you had murdered your wife. If you hadn't been so wicked, you wouldn't even be a ghost."
"Well, that's true," said the ghost. "But it was just in my family. It didn't bother anybody else."
"It's wrong to murder anyone," cried Virginia.
The ghost felt sorry for Virginia now.
"Everything is so clear to you when you're young," he replied. "But life is not as simple as that. My wife was not at all beautiful, and she couldn't look after the house or the servants. She found it impossible to keep my clothes clean, and she couldn't cook. You wouldn't believe some of the things she cooked for me to eat. Horrible! Anyway, it doesn't matter now. I still think it wasn't very nice for her brothers to starve me to death."
"Starve you to death? Oh, Mr. Ghost, are you hungry? I have a sandwich in my room. Would you like that?"
Kind little Virginia turned to the door.
"No, thank you," said the ghost. "I never eat anything now. But it is very kind of you, all the same. You are much kinder than the rest of your horrible, rude, lying family."
"Stop!" cried Virginia, and she stamped her foot. "You are the one who is horrible, rude, and lying. I know you stole the paints from my paint box to make the bloodstain on the floor. First, you took all my reds and the orange, so I couldn't paint any more sunsets. Then you took the emerald green. I only had blue and cream left, so I had to paint the moonlight all the time, and that's so difficult to paint. I was extremely annoyed, and the whole thing was ridiculous. Whoever heard of emerald green blood?"
The ghost was very surprised. "Well, I'm sorry," he said, "but what could I do? It's very difficult to find real blood to make a blood stain. And your brother insisted on scrubbing it off every morning with his stupid Pinkerton's Champion Stain Remover. I had to find something to renew the blood stain, and the colour wasn't really important."
He looked embarrassed.
"You know nothing about it," said Virginia. "You should move to America and improve your mind. My father will happily buy you a ticket and make sure you're allowed to enter. If you went to New York, you could be extremely successful. I know lots of people who would pay $100,000 for a grandfather, and they would pay even more than that for a family ghost."
The ghost looked annoyed.
"I don't think I'd like America," he said.
"Is that because we have no old houses and no cemeteries?" asked Virginia.
"No ruins, no old houses," replied the ghost. "But you have democracy. Ha!"
"Very well," said Virginia. "I will go and ask my father to allow the twins to stay at home for 2 more weeks.
"No!" cried the ghost. "I am so lonely and unhappy, and I really don't know what to do. I just want to go to sleep, but I can't."
"That's ridiculous," said Virginia. "It's easy to go to sleep. You just have to go to bed and blow out the candle. Sometimes it's difficult to keep awake, especially in church. Sleeping is so easy that even babies can do it, and they're not very clever."
"I haven't slept for over 300 years, said the ghost sadly. "I am so, so tired."
Little Virginia looked very serious. Her beautiful blue eyes opened wide. Her little lip shook, and a tear appeared in her eye. She came towards the ghost and knelt at his side.
She looked up into his ancient white face.
"Poor, poor ghost," she whispered. "Is there nowhere you can sleep?"
"Far away beyond the pine woods, there is a little garden," said the ghost in a low voice. "The grass there is long and deep, and there are beautiful white flowers of death." He glanced at Virginia. "And the nightingales sing all night long. The bright moon looks down, and the nightingales sing, and the trees spread their arms over the dead." The tear in Virginia's eye spilled onto her cheek, and she hid her face in her hands.
"You mean the Garden of Death?"
she whispered. "Yes, death. Death must be so beautiful. I would love to lie down in the soft brown earth. I would look up at the grass waving above my head and listen to the silence. I wouldn't worry about yesterday or tomorrow. I would forget time, forget life, and be at peace. You can help me, Virginia. You can open the gate to the Garden of Death. You are a loving girl. Love is always with you, and love is stronger than death.